Brett Phillips has been good enough to join us, host of the first serve at the special time of 7 p.m. tonight, thanks to B Solar, where you will never have to pay another expensive electricity bill. Learn more about better solar energy by visiting B.Solar. Welcome to you, Brett. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Dwayne. Yeah, plenty happening in the world of tennis. We're on the road to New York, and now that we tick over into August, of course, into the month for the final major of the year. But yeah, been a very good morning for the Aussies. They've gone and done a bit of a clean sweep of Atlanta, which is the traditional 250 that starts this US swing leading to New York at the end of the month. It's a great tournament. It's actually played pretty much on top of a car park, as close to a CBD as you'll get anywhere. We think we're close with the Australian Open to Melbourne CBD. This is almost in the heart of the main street. I mean, it's a phenomenal setting, and humid at this time of the year, hot weather, some big downpours, a few rain delays. But Alex de Minaur got the chocolates this morning. Our number one Aussie male, Dwayne, who wins his sixth ATP title, second time in Atlanta, beat the very unorthodox, very watchable Jensen Brooksby. He doesn't come out of the, if I can use the saying, the Greek Chapel school of playing. He does everything a little bit differently. We'd love a guy with a point of difference, but the Demon, back up to 21 in the world, and he's going to head to Washington this week to continue his preparations. And then it was over to Thanasi Kokkinakis and Nick Kyrgios, who got the job done in the doubles, beat the other Aussies, Jason Kubler and Johnny Pearce. So we had four Aussies in the doubles final, and yeah, the K's were particularly good this week.
And how is Nick Kyrgios' prep for the US Open? Is there a chance that he'll play the doubles and go right through and be a contender again for the main crown?
Yeah, well, he certainly played very well in doubles this week. He actually pulled out of the singles in Atlanta with an issue with his knee, but he was good enough to play doubles. So this week he'll go to Washington. He's scheduled to play singles and doubles. And I think it'll just be, an interesting watch. I mean, no doubt he'll play singles at the US Open, whether he plays doubles as well. I mean, he likes to team up with his good mate Jack Sock, the American, who will have all the crowd support. They're going to play in Washington together this week. So, yeah, I think there's, as long as the body's okay, I think there's an opportunity here to play both singles and doubles. But a real opportunity for the Aussies in general. Some great tournaments between now and the US Open. And, you know, there's quite a few of our Aussies in some pretty good form at the moment.
And what else on the show tonight?
Yeah, we're going to sort of, we've done a lot of international stuff the last few weeks, so we're going to sort of bring it back domestically, just get an update of just how everything's tracking here in Australia with this whole competitive play framework and UTR and just our pathways. It's a big topic of discussion domestically. So, yeah, Lawrence Robinson, who's one of the head officials at TA, is going to be in studio, and we'll take some calls and we'll get plenty of response on the text, no doubt. So you will delve into that 7 o'clock tonight.